Now, the Festival of Social Science is underway at Lancaster University. It's a national event and includes a spotlight on tattoos and exploring the criminal mind. Well, this year it's been billed as Society from Your Sofa, and BBC Radio Lancashire's Brett Davison's been finding out more from the Faculty Engagement Officer, Lorna Cornish.
So we have a Festival of Social Science this year called Society from Your Sofa. This is a national festival funded by the ESR, the Economic and Social Research Council. It's got more than 300 online events this year, 16 of which are run by Lancaster University academics. This year has been very different, of course, because it's all online, and last year it was in person. But this year we've had to do it online. We've navigated our way around that.
For those who don't know, and I've got to say I'm never completely sure of the definition, social sciences.
So social sciences can broadly be defined as the study of society. So we're looking at things, the big questions of society. The disciplines cover things like the arts, humanities, history, sociology, the languages. All those sorts of disciplines come into what we categorise as the social sciences.
Grand notions of the human condition.
Yes.
Where's the sofa come into it?
Well, this year, of course, the festival is a virtual first festival, which is essentially an online programme. We used to do it in person every year. It's the 18th national festival. This year it's obviously can't be done in person because of COVID-19 restrictions, so it has all gone online, which has had its own challenges. But we've got some really interactive events, so the participants and attendees will still get something absolutely fantastic out of it, a different experience. And the academics have gone, you know, into a really sort of interactive mode. We've got workshops, panel discussions, Q&As, exhibitions online. We're looking at mental health, women's suffrage, homelessness, social justice, the environment. These are the questions that are on people's minds at the moment. Lancaster University itself is putting on particular events. We've got a couple here, What Makes a Criminal? The law school's running a Q&A with ex-offenders, talking to them about the things which led them to their criminal act. We have an art exhibition, photography exhibition. We have a session on learning about artificial intelligence. Questions around how does the environment affect your well-being? So when we're at home in isolation, you know, what does the environment around us feel like? How does it affect our
mood? These are relevant, aren't they? It's not about studying a textbook. It is about the way we live our lives now, and that coming together, that community, albeit virtual, to reflect and also just to ponder the human condition.
That's right. This is about showcasing research that academics have done, but it's about the fact that the general public, we own this research, we own the positive impacts of research on society. So we get the chance to talk to academics, to hear what they're doing, to interact with them, to put our opinions forth, to form some more thoughts about them and really discuss them.
Robert Gucci, I'm a senior lecturer in the sociology department at Lancaster University.
We've been hearing about the history of this event, and a national event as well. It takes in the big sweeps, doesn't it, of what it means to be a human living in 2020. And yet it seems to me the joy of it is that it hones in on a personal experience that probably can be shared.
One of the things that 2020 has taught us, if anything, is the role of mis and disinformation that comes through on social media. And probably each of us have had some run-in, whether we know it or not, with a news story or a social media tweet or feed that was not just wrong or inaccurate, but that was intentionally wrong or misleading. And that has been the challenge probably for a couple of years, but certainly in 2020 with COVID and politics and everything that we need to come to terms with. With COVID, we get different information about whether masks work or not. Science is involved in that, but also ideologies and personal biases and emotion is involved in that. And with political changes and social changes, a lot of it comes down to trying to sway a person one way or another to believe one thing or another, and then disguise it as real, factual, verified news. It's quite complicated.
Seems to me, and you are the expert, it's sometimes not what is true, but what is believed. And that might sound like a great, almost nebulous claim, but it does impact people's happiness and people's worries and fears.
Yeah, and the decisions that we make in society, right? And so if we're going to go to vote, or we're going to take social action, or we're going to stay home if we're afraid, or we're going to go out if we feel empowered. All of those things come from information that's from our circle of friends, from our social media feeds. Maybe that feeds into our group of social friends, and then certainly from news media, that which we trust and rely upon, and others that might just kind of creep out from the surface and say, look, we're here, we're a news organization, we're going to tell you like it is, but that may not be how it is.
Brett Davison reporting for us there on BBC Radio Lancashire. I've been asking you whether or not you like Sprouts and how